The head of the Czech FA, Ivan Hašek, announced on Tuesday he was taking an unusual, but he said necessary step. In addition to his current responsibilities, he's to head the national football squad. The team has floundered so far in its World Cup qualifying campaign and is now at risk of failing to make the tournament in South Africa next year, unless someone turns its fortunes around. It's hoped that Hašek, a highly respected former player and coach, could be the right man for the job. Jan Wellinger has the details.
It probably wasn't the solution Ivan Hašek wanted, but it was a decision that had to be taken. Someone had to take responsibility for the troubled Czech team to give it a fighting chance of reaching next year's World Cup. On Tuesday, the recently elected head of the Czech FA announced he would take on the additional responsibility of leading the team, an unprecedented move he described as necessary under the circumstances. The reason? Other suitable candidates for the job were too few and far between, not least after Slavia coach Karel Jarolím turned him down. On the other hand, few could be arguably as qualified as Hašek himself, who has promised to lead the team only through qualification. The Czechs will have a new coach in 2010. A little earlier I spoke to Filip Seifer, who writes for Czech daily Mladá Fronta Dnes. Here's how he assessed the FA head's decision.
Certainly it's an unusual move for him to both coach the team and head the FA. On the other hand, I can't think of a better solution, especially after Jarolím turned Hašek's offer down. It's certainly a risk. On the other hand, he has a lot of support among players and the league. He has their respect and is capable of turning things around.
As a player, Hašek earned 56 caps for the national squad. He even captained Czechoslovakia in the 1990 World Cup. Later, he led Sparta Prague to two league titles, so he is familiar with both success and pressure. He also won't be alone in running the Czech team, announcing on Tuesday several assistants, as well as a new advisor and former coach Karel Brückner. He led the Czechs in their phenomenal run at Euro 2004, and his addition on the team won't hurt, Filip Seifer says.
The addition of Karel Brückner was important. He was involved with the team in the past, and I don't think anyone can doubt he is capable of raising morale.
World Cup qualification will continue in the autumn, and according to Filip Seifer, the Czechs will have a realistic chance of qualifying if they can win all four remaining matches. One advantage for the Czechs is that their group, there is no real runaway leader. The Slovaks are currently first, but the Czechs can still come back if they redouble their efforts. Slovakia in September will be coach Hašek's first big test.
Jan Wellinger there with news of Ivan Hašek taking over the reins of the Czech national team.